Sulfuric acid, also known as vitriol, is a mineral acid composed of the elements sulfur, oxygen, and hydrogen. It is colorless, odorless, and it reacts highly exothermic. On today's 26th podcast, we'll listen to an original story written and narrated by yours truly. Sit back and enjoy, but don't forget your umbrella on 26th podcast. Wow, that sounded close. Today's the day. At least I think it is. I tell myself that every day. Been telling myself that every day for at least 3 months now. Figured at least I'd try and record something before today becomes the day that I keep saying it's gonna become. By the way, is this thing on? You know, I don't even know how to use this. Hopefully it's on. Or just a waste of time. But hey, at this point, I've got plenty of that. I got nothing but time. That was close. Anyway, if you could see what I can see, you'd notice all the marks I have on the wall. I've been putting marks on the wall now for at least 8 months. Quite honestly, I just stopped counting. You know, today's just another day. Rain, rain, more rain, thunder, lightning, wind. I haven't seen the sun in so long. I can't even remember what it looks like. You know, I haven't felt the warmth of its rays on my bare skin in so long. This is just another day of incessant rain. Here I am trapped in a house of glass, unable to see the world. Through all the mist and the fog and the darkness. A house of glass. I can't even see anything out there. I wouldn't want to see anything out there anyway at this point. Can't even go outside. Now you're probably asking yourself, what am I talking about? But I don't think there's anybody else left out there that isn't experiencing what I'm experiencing. It just might be the last person left around here. But if somehow there's someone else out there and they're not going through what I'm going through, I guess I can tell someone how I ended up here. See, first it started with simple reports about possible water contamination. You flip through the channels on every news station, it was the same thing. Make sure to boil your tap water before drinking. More at 11. That was on every television station, radio station. You'd see it on banners on the popular social media networks. Just about everywhere. Then later that ended up escalating into don't drink the water from your home or office. Signs went up all over the place. Train stations, schools, hospitals. They all said all local water was non-potable. Oh, that word, non-potable. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't even know what that meant at first. I started thinking to myself, why would anyone put water into pots anyway? That doesn't make sense. So a quick search on the internet told me it meant unsafe water. You see, we had to start using bottled water for everything, including dishwashing and bathing. Yep, that's how I ended up here. I had just graduated from college and was looking to find a job to hold me over until I found something in the career that I was looking for. I had majored in chemistry. I'm a bona fide chemist. That's ironic, given the situation I find myself in. Anyway, a friend of mine told me there was an opening at the water company that his dad owned. They had made a bundle on delivering bottled water. The pay wasn't bad, and they let me test water as well, so I kind of got to practice along in my chemistry field. And they told me that sooner or later I could move up and get hired and work in their testing department. So, seemed like a good deal for me at first. So here I find myself delivering 5,000 gallons of water to a fancy catered event at a nearby botanical garden. This event they had was being held at the brand new 30,000 square foot greenhouse that was just built. No money spared. Super luxurious. So I pull up to the guard at the gate. He gives me directions and I just drive around following all the signs and making the turns he told me to make. And I weave my way past all the catering trucks that were there already. Once I found myself there, I was so enamored by the look of that greenhouse. I mean, it just looked like a big giant diamond, the way that the sun reflected off of it. And when you were inside, man, the view was spectacular. I mean, from inside you can see a giant meadow and a field full of fountains. It was a beautiful location, still is. As I walked through, one of the things I noticed through my peripheral vision were television screens all over the place. You know, I should have paid attention to what was on the screens. But I guess maybe it's best that I didn't. I remember being impressed about how much food there was all over the place. I mean, we were there 2 days early. You know, we were just trying to get things set up. So most of the food was uncooked in cans, non-perishable, in bags and boxes. Lucky for me, huh? Anyway, the event planner showed me where the big water tanks were at, so I started filling them from my truck. I also brought in 105-gallon water bottles that I had for people to drink that were at the party. And I placed them in the walk-in cooler. It was during that time that I guess everything started. See, I was in the zone carrying all this stuff in, and I didn't really want to be bothered by anybody asking me questions or trying to make small talk. So I had my headphones in and I was busy listening to music as I stacked the water bottles in the cooler. You know, because of that, I didn't hear any of the commotion. I didn't see the people leaving. I didn't know that the once life-renewing source known as rain had decided to take a turn for the worse and become deadly for all of us. It took me a while to stack the bottles. It was probably in there for about 2 hours or so. And when I finally left the cooler, I noticed the empty room. So I pull the earphones out of my ears and I start looking around the room trying to figure out where everyone went. And they were just here. I mean, how do people just disappear? And then I noticed an emergency broadcast on one of the televisions. It says something about a storm heading our way. And everyone was advised to go home and stay indoors. It was a little too late for me to do that. I saw how dark the sky had gotten. And I figured I'd just ride it out in the greenhouse. I mean, everyone else is gone anyway. So I quickly ran outside and I closed up my water truck, made sure my hoses were closed up and put where they belonged. I checked to make sure there weren't any leaks on the big tanks I had just filled. I grabbed my phone charger, I grabbed my ebook reader, and then I headed back inside. I watched the news reports, trying to figure out how long the storm would last. And I watched a local weather reporter interviewing some type of scientist. The immediate message was at that time, stay indoors. Don't use the water. The lightning started soon after that. It lighted up the entire sky in eerie greenish color. I wasn't sure what to make of it. So I grabbed some nearby popcorn and sat down to enjoy the show provided by Mother Nature. I mean, I've always enjoyed a good thunderstorm. Who doesn't? If you're safe inside. As I was looking out of the meadow, I saw what looked like a deer limp by. And then another. And another. It seemed to be losing hair in clumps. And what hair there was seemed somewhat slimy. I didn't think anything of it at the time, and I fell asleep. I woke after that, startled by a loud banging on the glass. To my horror, there was what could only be described as a hairless wolf. It was banging on the glass, desperate to come in. And I couldn't tell if the blood on its skin was from a recent kill or something else. As lightning flashed across the sky, I saw a field full of bloody, hairless animals. I still get nightmares about that. It scared the heck out of me. I quickly turned off the lights and darkened the entire greenhouse. I didn't want them to see me. I glanced at one of the television screens and saw the words sulfuric acid on the screen. Apparently something in our atmosphere had caused the rain to become concentrated sulfuric acid. The news reports also showed videos of people and animals in different stages of chemical burns. Anyway, if you're out there, I mean, the rest is history. It's been 8 months now since that day. The animals outside eventually died, and this non-stop rain dissolved their bodies. The only means of escape I had, my water truck, now sits there, a corroded shell, full of holes and rust. The windows being the only thing still intact. News reports eventually stopped broadcasting as all of this corrosive sulfuric rain ate through all of the equipment. Thank God for the internet. I was able to follow what was happening through the internet for a little while, but eventually that also stopped working. It seemed like the rain wasn't just here. Seemed to be raining sulfuric acid everywhere. People were trapped in their houses, unable to go outside, unable to drink water in their homes, dying of thirst. I mean, I lucked out, I guess, if you can call it that. Stuck in a glass house that the acid can't dissolve, no matter how hard it tries. A glass house full of non-perishable food. And thousands of gallons of water. I'm lonely. I have nothing to do but sit here and look out the window, look out the glass every day. And it's so dark outside, I can't see anything anyway, except for whatever glimpses of anything I see through the lightning flashes. I'm tired of this rain. I'm tired of eating canned food. I'm doing nothing all day. You know, I tried to leave once, only to feel my skin burn in a matter of minutes. The jacket I had on becoming full of holes where the rain hit it. I told myself yesterday that today was the day. I told myself the day before that that was the day. The day that I leave to find survivors, but I never do. I know what's out there. I can't fool myself any more than I can fool you. Only people left are the ones in glass or plastic houses. Even then, they would have had to be prepared, or lucky, with stored water and food. I'm probably the last person left on Earth. Who knows? Maybe today is the day I leave. Well, I guess there's no time like the present. Find 26 podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Pocket Casts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a favorable rating. We're trying to grow this and can only do that with your help. Thank you for listening to 26 Podcast. Please visit us at 26podcast.com. Help support us by clicking on the merchandise store and purchasing something. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at 26podcast. Remember to tell all your friends. Sharing is caring.